Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the December 2008 U.S. employment situation that can be summed up with one word, and that word is ugly. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported that the unemployment rate shot up 0.4% in December to 7.2%. That 7.2% unemployment rate was the result of more than 630,000 more unemployed people, a civilian labor force that shrank by more than 170,000, and more than 800,000 fewer people employed in December. And the number of people no longer in the workforce grew by almost 400,000. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 524,000 last month, the fourth consecutive month job losses topped 400,000. The economy has now lost almost 2.6 million jobs since job decline started in January 2008, and an astonishing 60% of that, or more than 1.5 million jobs, in just the past 3 months. Ugly. Manufacturing was again hit hard with a loss of almost 150,000 jobs across most subsectors, with durable goods again taking it much harder, down 114,000, than non-durable goods, down 35,000. No surprise that the construction sector sawed off 101,000 jobs from its supply of jobs, with losses in residential building about three times as great as in non-residential building, despite each sector is about the same size in terms of employment. Although the 1,000 job loss in natural resources and mining was counter to recent trends, most of that loss can be attributed to the logging subsector. Oil and gas extraction, along with support activities for mining, added 1,800 jobs in December. The service providing sector, which accounts for about 85% of all employment, lost 273,000 jobs last month, which was an improvement over November's loss of 402,000 jobs. Prices were not the only thing that the retail trade sector cut in December. 66,600 jobs were also sent out the door, and the jobs were flying off the showroom floors at automobile dealers that reduced their inventories by 21,500 jobs. Professional and business services, which is a large sector employing nearly 17.5 million people, was down 113,000 jobs last month, much of that loss in temporary help services, which we'll discuss in a moment. While most subsectors saw losses, legal services added 1,300 jobs in December. Education and health services continued to be the go-to sector, especially if you are going to look for a job. Educational services marked 7,000 more jobs as present, while health care and social assistance found the need to fill 37,500 new jobs in most major sectors. The only health care subsector that experienced a loss was outpatient care centers, which was down 1,100 jobs, perhaps another victim of the tight economy. Leisure and hospitality continued to escort jobs to the exit. It lost 22,000 jobs in December, with accommodation and food services sending 19,200 jobs back. The government added 7,000 jobs total in December, although the U.S. Postal Service canceled 5,900 jobs, while the rest of the federal government added 4,000 jobs. State governments added 6,000 and local governments added 3,000 new jobs. Temporary help services employment was 2,088,500 jobs, and that was down 80,900 jobs in December, or 3.7% from the previous month, which was a slight improvement from the 3.8% loss it experienced in November from October. Year-to-year loss was 19%. We will refrain on reporting the annual performance of temporary help employment because annual revisions for 2008 BLS employment data will not be published until next month, and some of those revisions are expected to be fairly significant. The temporary help services continued to lose market share. It was 1.54% of all jobs in December. In this podcast exactly 1 year ago, I said there is likely more bad economic and employment news to come in 2008. We are hopeful that the infusion of hundreds of billions of dollars into the economy will eventually slow down the downward spiral the overall economic and employment economies are in, and in due course turn things around. But this won't happen overnight. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.